know what to say after I'm part of the special. That was special. But I like that song. I will hasten to him. Open your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew chapter 6. This evening we're getting back to our study through the Gospels, and we come to verse 24 this evening. Matthew 6 and verse 24. I hope that the study that we've been doing on Sunday nights has been a blessing to you. I have thoroughly enjoyed studying these truths and just trying to dig in a little deeper to the Sermon on the Mount these last many months, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. This evening, I want to talk to you about the impossibility of serving two masters. If you're able, let's stand. Matthew 6 and verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Would you listen to it one last time? Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Father, thank you for your word. Please speak to our hearts tonight. Please forgive my sin and just help, Lord, that I can preach according to your will. I pray your Holy Spirit move among us. We thank you for decisions that have been made for Jesus these past couple of weeks, and I pray that you would stir up hearts tonight. Lord, help us to realize the sin that is in our hearts and minds and lives, and help us to turn from that and turn to you. Help us to serve you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And please bless now, for I'm nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen. And please be seated. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And we're just going to focus on this one verse tonight, but I want you to hear it again, because sometimes I think that we believe God's word is true, but we don't really believe God's word's true for us. Anybody else have that problem? You see, Jesus says here, you cannot do it. It's not a, you could possibly do it. Sometimes you could do it. You could do it a little, maybe sometimes. No, it's a very emphatic, it's an absolute. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't do it. And so we want to learn about that tonight. Jesus says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And I just want to share a few thoughts with you about this verse tonight. First of all, I want you to notice the word serve. This word serve, it's not the idea of an occasional act of obedience. It's not just this idea of every once in a while you might do something to serve someone else, like perhaps there's a special occasion like your anniversary or Valentine's, and maybe one of you fellas actually goes crazy and cooks a nice meal for your wife, and you have her sit at the table and you serve her, and occasionally you do something nice for her, occasionally you do something good. This is not the idea of an occasional thing. This word serve is the idea of a bond slave, a bond servant. And God is saying that when you have a master, you are in fact a slave or a bondservant to that master. And you cannot serve two different masters, constantly and entirely subject to the will of a master, is the idea of this word serve. And Romans chapter 6 and verse 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So, no man can serve two masters. If you try to serve two masters, you will either hate the one and love the other, or you'll hold to the one and despise the other. Now, I want to talk to you about these two masters for a moment. When we get down to it, you cannot serve God and mammon. Now, mammon is the Syriac word for riches, or we understand it generally to be this world's goods. And the Lord is saying you can't serve God and at the same time serve this world's good. You can't do it. Now, 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God, on the one side, mammon, the things of the world, this world's goods, the riches of this world, the things of the physical and this physical life that they have to offer. You have God on one side, mammon on the other. And the Lord Jesus Christ says you can't serve them both. Can't do it. Now, he says either he will hate the one and love the other, or hold to the one and despise the other. Now, in Greek, there are two different words for other. One of the words, the first word for other, means another of the same kind. Maybe you have one hymnal and there's another hymnal that's just like it. There, it's another one, it's an other, but it's the same kind. There's another Greek word for other, and it means an other of an opposite or completely different kind. And that's what we have here. When the Lord describes this love for one master and hate for another master, when he describes God and the other, mammon, he's using this word for something that is completely different, something that is diametrically opposed to one another. This is the other that's mentioned here. And I want you to listen to what a man named Jay had to say about it. He said, a man may be servant to two masters in succession, even although they should be of a very different and directly opposite character. A man may serve two masters of opposite characters, unequally, occasionally doing an act of service to the one, while he usually, habitually serves the other. A soldier may serve his king and at the same time his officers. But no man can be at the same time, in reality, habitually the servant of two masters who are hostile to each other and whose interests are entirely incompatible. Now, I don't know about you, but many times I've just kind of read over this verse and just kind of passed on by it. But when we stop and really think about it, we are either, every moment of our day, we are either in service to God or we're in service to the flesh. We're either serving God or we're serving the devil. We're either serving our Savior or we're serving ourselves. We are one or the other. We cannot be neutral in this thing. At any moment of any time of any day, we are either walking in the Spirit or we're walking in the flesh. And if we are walking in the Spirit, it's impossible for us to serve sin. And if we are walking in the flesh, it's impossible for us to be serving God. But why is all this so important? Because when I look at Christianity today, when I look at the average American Christian, I see people who are consumed with serving mammon. But it's not just out there in the world. Friends, it's right here in our own church. And it's not just in the guy on the other side of the church from you. It's right there in your very own seat. You see, if we're honest today, we would have to admit that we love ourselves. If we're honest today, we would have to say that we love things. If we're honest today, we would have to say there are times that we're more concerned about serving mammon than we are about serving God. Listen, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If we're going to serve God, it means to love Him and to live for Him. 1 John 3:18 says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now, it's easy for me to say I love God. It's easy for me to say that I love the Lord and I love His work and I love His church. But really, God's not all that concerned with what we say about our love for Him, but He's very concerned about what we do in our love for Him. If we're serving God, we're going to be living for God. Love is a verb, right? Love is not a word. Love is not just an emotion. Love is the way that we live our life. And he says to love and to live in deed and in truth. But I want you to think about it. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Now, this is not just some random idea, random thought. This is the word of God. And even though we sometimes say we believe it, I don't know that practically we really believe it. The Lord is saying that when you try to go after the things of this world, when you get consumed with the things of this world, when it's all about working those extra hours to get that extra money, or it's all about saving up to buy that thing, or even better, going into debt to buy that thing, or when we're just focused on what's going on down here, when we're serving the things of this world, he says, you are hating God. And you say, well, I would never hate God. But when we get so focused on this world and setting our affections on the things of this earth, the Lord says, Jesus says, you are holding to the things of this world. And when you're holding to the things of this world, you're despising me. It's so easy for us to get trapped in this business of loving the world. But you might say, well, how is it that I could serve mammon? I mean, mammon is riches. Mammon is this world's good. And how is that even possible? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5 says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. You know what this is really all about? It's really about idolatry. You know what it's really all about? It's really about covetousness. It's about being consumed with mammon. It's about being consumed with this world's good. And God says, I don't want you to give your heart to the things of this world. I want you to give your heart to me. I don't want you to set your affection on things here on the earth. I want you to set your affection on things above. I don't want you to be so worried about the things down here. I want you to be consumed with me. People today are addicted to many things. Amen. Everything's an addiction today. And there was a time when it was just drug and alcohol addiction, but now people are addicted to pornography, people are addicted to technology, people are addicted to video games, people are addicted to Facebook, people are addicted to social media, they're addicted to so many different things. And the Bible calls it a stronghold, we today call it an addiction, but what we need to do is be like men we read about in the Bible who have addicted themselves to the ministry. Be addicted to serving God. Be addicted to his work. Be addicted to living for Jesus. An idol is anything that we love more, fear more, serve more, or value more than God. Do you love money? Do you fear not having enough money? Do we serve money? I mean, do we live for it? Do we value it more than we value God? We live in a world today that's so focused on here in America, we're really focused on retirement. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody that's retired. I'm happy for you. But so many people, that's the whole focus of their life, is to build up that 401k or to build up that IRA, to build up this so they can have all this money set aside. And if we're not careful, friends, we're just like the rich man we read about in Scripture who had gained so much. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build new barns. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. And God said, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. What then shall be? What are you going to do with all that stuff then? Now listen, I'm not saying that it's unwise to have something laid up in store, and certainly God instructs us in his word to be wise with what we have, and we need to plan for rainy days and all of that stuff. But But what we're going to find out in the next week or so from this, the next few verses, is that we can't be so worried about money. We've got to learn to trust God. I just see a spirit of covetousness around our country. There are greedy landlords and profiteering companies. On the other side, there are discontented employees that are always demanding higher wages and more luxuries. On the one side, there are the greedy rich. And on the other, there are the poor that insist others' wealth be divided equally among the poor. All of those things are a testimony to the fact of the idolatry of covetousness that reigns in the hearts of mankind. And we as God's own people, sometimes we refuse to deny ourselves. We refuse to realize and live as though we're strangers and pilgrims on this earth. And we're never satisfied with this world's goods. We're always wanting more. And we're never willing to do without to the benefit of others. We're covetous. It's a definition of American culture. But God has called us to be different. 1 John 3:17 says, "But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" It's impossible for us to serve two masters. Either we will hate the one and love the other, or we'll hold to the one and despise the other. Friends, we cannot serve God and mammon. It's impossible for us to serve the Lord and at the same time hold to this world, where you have to make a choice. I went to church and the preacher said I shouldn't love money, so I'm going to quit work. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God looks in our heart. In the next few verses, and I won't get into it too much because we want to study it a little deeper next week, but, you know, the Lord says, consider the fowls of the air. They don't work, they don't toil, they don't sow, they don't reap, and yet God provides for them all the way. They don't have to worry about it. I've never seen a stressed out bird. No, they just do their thing. They go through their day. And God is always there taking care of them. Now us, God, because of sin, has demanded of us that we would work and we would toil by the sweat of our brow. We would sow and reap. And it's not like olden days where you literally had to sow and reap, but you got to go to work and earn your wages so that you can buy your groceries. But even in that, we have to learn to depend on God. And that's really the heart of it all, that we would learn to depend on the Lord, that I'm trusting Him to give me the strength to get up and go to work. I'm trusting in Him to provide for my needs. I'm trusting in Him to care for my family. I'm going to do my part. He said to get up and go and work and do. Work with your hands. Do that thing which is good. And it's good to go and work and do what we need to do to provide for ourselves and our families. But it's so easy for us to jump over that line, and I'm not just doing my part and trusting God for the rest, but I get consumed with the things of this world. I think the Lord would have us to look at our hearts tonight, see who it is we're really serving. And not just an occasional little thing, but who is the master of our life? Who is it that we are continually and habitually serving with our life overall? Are we serving God? Or are we serving mammon? We're going to get ready for an invitation.